neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
He tells him, I became old. So he gives him a special recipe menu to prepare for him, to give him blessing. So obviously he felt that he's going to leave this olam. So the question that is asked, how come especially on that day he commands his son to go and get ready to receive the bracha? What was special about that day? It was Pesach, okay? So why he wanted to give him blessing on that day? No, you could wait for Sukkot, for Matan Torah, for Purim. Purim is a good day.
You won't need me then.
Why? Wow, what happened on that day? What happened? How come he wanted to give blessing especially on that day? Why?
It was Pesach.
Yeah, Rabbi Ronnie said it was Pesach. But what's special about Pesach?
It's the only time he eats meat.
Pesach? No, all the Yamim Tovim eat, even Shabbat.
Never ate meat, only meat.
Fine, but why he felt that his tefillah, for some reason, it has to be done that day to give him blessing? Why? No, but you can say about every day, every
Chag.
Sorry?
Mercy of Hashem on Pesach, because it was high grade, but all the gate is open.
Well, you rehearse this together before the villa. When Yitzhak Rabino was born? When was he born?
Pesach.
Oh, Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. Very nice. Very
nice.
He was on birthday then. It was birthday. So he, when he says that lo yadati yom moti, because he knew that Ribono Shel Olam has a special way of treating the tzaddikim. He takes their neshama exactly the same day that they were born. Memalei yemei tzaddikim. He counts the day of tzaddikim and as Moshabal Moshalom and so on. They left this olam exactly the same day they came to this olam. So now on Erev Pesach, he tells the Sav, go prepare the food for me. Why? Because he felt that that's the time. But he wasn't sure, is it this Pesach or next Pesach? It was not exactly, no. But the reason that he decided to give blessing to Esav on that day, because it was Erev Pesach, and it was his birthday actually. Pesach night was his birthday, so... Yeah, so he felt that maybe he leaves this olam. So before he leaves this olam, we'll give the blessing to his children. So what we learn from here? Usually, when Chas v'Shalom after Ma'av Esrim, people they feel that you know it's just about to go back to olam. What's the first thing that they think about?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to get the house? What's going to do the bank account? But here we see.
I do not think that anybody would think about it.
So here we see, Avot HaKedoshim, Yitzhak Rabino, the only thing that he was worried about, that he felt that he's going to leave this olam, he has to give the blessing right away. That's what he was worried about. That I have to give the blessing before I leave this olam. השם יזכה כאנו, בזכותם, השפרחו, כיב, כל המסער, רוח תהרה, בזאת השם, שלום, נחת, אושר ואושר, בזאת השם, בשורות טובות.
קוילה נשמות, הלל כה הללו כה, קוילה נשמו, נשמו שלי. קוילה נשמות, הלל כה הללו כה, קוילה נשמו, נשמו שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.